Page 56. Measure number 24-386, Hubbard, Rural Fire Protection District. Referred to the people by the district board. Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District General Obligation Bond. Question, shall the district issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $780,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds for capital costs including the purchase of a water tender, refurbish existing fire engine to make safety improvements and increase reliability, replace self-contained breathing apparatus to meet current safety standards, purchase a quick response unit to make efficient use of available staffing, purchase firefighting equipment, and pay bond issuance costs. The bonds would mature not later than 11 years from the date of issuance. The measure is estimated to cost taxpayers an average of 33 cents per thousand of assessed value each year. For the owner of a home or property owner, the estimated annual average cost would be $33 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value. Explanatory statement. The Hubbard Fire District provides fire protection to the city of Hubbard and the surrounding rural areas. The district provides fire protection, emergency medical first response, and life safety services. It is staffed by one paid chief and 15 volunteer firefighters and emergency medical personnel. The Hubbard Fire District is a special service district governed by a board of directors elected by the district residents. The Hubbard Fire District is separate from the City of Hubbard Coherence. By vote, the board of directors approved placement of a bond measure on the May 19, 2015 general election ballot. If approved, this measure would provide funding for the purchase of a water tender, refurbishment of a 21-year-old fire engine, replacement of outdated self-contained breathing apparatus, purchase of a quick response unit to make efficient use of available staffing, and to purchase firefighting equipment. The Board of Directors placed the measure on the ballot for these reasons. Number one, the district's current water tender has over 478,000 miles on the chassis. The water tank is failing and has several leaks. It is difficult to operate and is inefficient in its capability to load and unload water. The district's current first-out fire engine is 21 years old and has served the district well. By refurbishing this fire engine, the district would save approximately 50% over the cost of a new fire engine, as well as bringing the current fire engine up to current national safety standards. By acquiring a quick-response vehicle, the district would be able to make better use of available staffing, improving response times, and reducing wear and tear on larger, more expensive fire engines. Number two, the district's self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBA, are outdated and do not meet current national safety standards. SCBAs are what firefighters use to breathe when they enter a burning structure. Additionally, our current SCBAs are incompatible with those of our neighboring fire districts and present a potential safety hazard for our firefighters should they become trapped or lost in a structure fire. Three, updating our current equipment would reduce the amount of time and money spent by the district to maintain its fleet. The estimated tax would be 33 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. For the owner of a home or property owner, the estimated annual coverage would be $33 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Ted Kuntz, Fire Chief, Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-386. Page 57, an argument in favor. The Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors has voted in favor of the need to complete capital projects for the betterment of the fire district, improve services we offer to you, and to ensure the volunteer firefighters are safe while carrying out their duties. These projects include replacement of an unsafe water tender. Our current tender has multiple holes in the tank. A replacement water tender would ensure that it is designed to maximize the ability to efficiently and safely move much-needed water to the scene of a fire. Refurbishment of an existing fire engine. Our 1995 fire engine has served the community well, but is in need of necessary safety improvements. By opting to refurbish the engine, the project is more fiscally responsible than purchasing a new one. Purchase a quick response vehicle. By doing this, it would allow for more flexibility in responses to include medical calls, motor vehicle accidents, and be able to fight brush and field fires while increasing response times when staffing is not optimal. Replacement of self-contained breathing apparatus. A self-contained breathing apparatus is what firefighters use to breathe out of fire. Our current equipment is 2 generations old, outside the lifespan recommended, and are incompatible with neighboring agencies. This poses a great safety issue to our volunteer personnel. The Hubbard volunteer firefighters are in agreement with the Hubbard Rural Fire District Board in the needs of the district. Each of these projects are critical to continue the high level of service the community is accustomed to. These projects are based on an assessment of our needs to best serve our community safely, not only for the present, but looking toward the future as well. Please join the Hubbard Volunteer Firefighters Association in voting yes on this important measure. Thank you for your continued support of our agency in the past, present, and into the future. Submitted on behalf of the Hubbard Volunteer Firefighters Association, this information furnished by Stephen McDermott, HVFFA member. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 57. Remember to sign your ballot envelope.